Good morning. It's good to have you here today as we gather for worship on this Thanksgiving Sunday, the Sunday prior to Thanksgiving. It's good to have you here. Welcome anyone who may be visiting today, and if it is your first time here, we invite you to take a welcome card from the pew rack in front of you. We ask that you fill the card out, place it in the offering plate so that we may know who's been worshiping with us. And I'd like to invite all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship. Not in Judson Chapel today, but in the upstairs kitchen. The new congregation that is starting meeting here tonight, the First Nepali Baptist Church, is starting their ministry here with a wedding. And it's a very significant wedding because it is the first Christian wedding in the Boston area of natives of Nepal. So it's a very, very historic event that's taking place here this evening. And they have extended an invitation to anyone in our congregation who would like to come. I believe the wedding is going to be, I'm not sure exactly what time. It's supposed to start around 5, but not sure whether it might be closer to 6. But if you really want to come, if you can call me later or talk to me afterwards, I will let you know, you know, when I find out later this afternoon exactly what time they're planning to have that. But they have set up for their reception in Judson Chapel, making a long story, well, short story much longer. So we'll be having coffee hour in the kitchen today. And you will note on the back page of the, no, the inside back cover of the bulletin, the calendar for this week, and there's not a lot going on. There is no Bible study on Tuesday. The office will be closed on Thursday. And next Sunday, I will be on vacation, and the pastor of the First Nepali Baptist Church, Reverend Bim Grung, will be the guest preacher here. And I encourage you to come and support him and his ministry there as they begin worshiping here and sharing our building. And I have a little perk for you. If you come next Sunday morning, you may be able to park in one of the new parking spaces out in the parking lot. If you came in the driveway this morning and saw that, transformation took place since Thursday morning and then through yesterday at lunchtime, that the playground was ripped out to the remnants of it, and they came yesterday morning unplanned by us and paved it yesterday morning, so and striped it. So it has to sit for a few days and cure and get ready, but by next Sunday the chairs will be gone, the ropes will be gone, and they will be able to be used. So come next Sunday to worship and get a parking space in the parking lot next Sunday. So we encourage you to do that. You'll note on the back page of the bulletin, there is a sign-up sheet. If you'd like to order a Christmas flower, it seems, oh, it's a long way. It's not, unfortunately. So if you'd like to order a plant, a poinsettia plant, to be here in the sanctuary on Christmas Sunday, which is also Christmas Eve this year, I invite you to fill that out. A few other announcements. Out in the hallway as you go into the kitchen for coffee hour, there is a sign-up sheet for greeters and coffee hour hosts, and as of about 15 minutes ago, next Sunday was still vacant, so we are looking for volunteers to be greeters and or coffee hour hosts next Sunday. Also, on a desk right outside the kitchen door is the list of items that we are looking for donations from you. It's a church-wide event. The American Baptist women are organizing it, but they would invite all the gentlemen in the congregation as well as the women to participate in that and to sign up. Some are just school supplies, and I talked with Marilyn Glover this morning, and we can extend the deadline if you can't get things here by the 3rd of December, whenever in December if you can get the things here. So we do encourage you to sign up for those items and bring those items in to support the White Cross, which is part of our American Baptist mission work. Also, I neglected to say last Sunday, but thank you to all who contributed to the World Mission Offering. We did reach our goal of $800, so thank you very much. And the graphic on the back wall is now completed. The circle is finished, so thank you to all who contributed to that. Also, today is the third Sunday of the month, and we do have a volunteer teacher who is available to teach older children for Sunday school today. So there will be two classes of Sunday school today, one for kindergarten through grade 2, but also for grade 3 and up. If there's any students here that would like to participate in that, we'll be going out after the in-gathering. I believe that's all my announcements, so I invite you to turn in the blue hymnal to selection number 777 for our responsive call to worship. We'll be reading a variety of verses from the Psalms as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship, and let us read responsively from God's holy word. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
And his courts with praise.
Thanks to him. Praise his name.
Glorify the Lord with me. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Glorious and majestic are his deeds.
And his righteousness.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come before him with joyful
songs. Sing to him. Sing praise to him.
Tell of all his wonderful acts.
I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my people's deeds. Praise
the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
How can I repay the Lord all his goodness?
I will sacrifice a thank offering. Our opening hymn this morning is number 767, We Gather Together. Those who are able are invited to stand as we sing together. Let us pray. We gather together this morning, O God, seeking your blessing. We sing praises to you and know that you remember all of your creation. Remain beside us, Lord, and guide us through all moments and experiences of life. We offer you all the glory. May your name be praised forever. We pray all of this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We now pray as he taught, as we say aloud together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. may be seated. On Thanksgiving Sunday, we have a tradition in our congregation that we collect food donations from the congregation. And this year, the food will be going to housing families that will be, they will be compiling the food and giving it to the people that are in their program or programs so that they will have dinner on Thanksgiving. Many of them may not have enough money or may not have the way to do that. And I know several people have already brought their food forward. In a moment, I'm going to invite you to, if anyone else has food. But we also have received a Thanksgiving offering that supports the ongoing ministry and mission of our congregation. And we invite people to bring those offerings forward, as well as if you have your financial pledge card for next year. If you've completed that and want to bring that forward, those may go in the basket on the communion table. So I invite you at this time to bring all of your Thanksgiving gifts and pledges forward. Thank you for your generosity. And I invite you now to turn in the bulletin for our litany of dedication. I invite you to read responsively with me this prayer, and let's read it in a spirit of prayer. In the season of Thanksgiving, we pray for the faith and courage to serve God with all our heart, our mind, our spirit, and our strength. Abundant God, we are grateful that you are the source of all we have and all we are. Help us then to make you the center of our lives, our Creator. Help us to know that in you we find the wholeness and happiness we seek. Help us to reach out to our neighbors, our brothers and sisters on this earth. Help us plan wisely the use of our gifts, our time, our talent, and our treasure. In this season of Thanksgiving, we are grateful for every good and grace-filled blessing you, our God, have given. Accept our gifts, O Lord, and bless us in our giving.
Help us to trust in you.
Amen.
Bless these walls, O
Thank you, Irene and Marilyn. As we come to a time of prayer, we have an opportunity to share celebrations and concerns with one another as we go to prayer this morning. We want to continue to remember Dorothy Huddy, Chuck's mom, who continues to be at home under hospice care in Hawaii. And I learned this morning that Bev Sandberg fell recently this week, I believe, and is in the hospital. And they are looking for a rehab center for her to before she goes back to her assisted living. So we want to keep Beverly Sandberg in prayer today. And we also want to continue to keep those folks who are not able to come regularly, especially those with health concerns, and just continue to lift them up in prayer. And do you have any requests for prayer you'd like to share this morning? Dottie. Okay. So Mark and Dottie are asking for prayers for Dottie's sister, who's facing nursing home care, but also for you too in that process and making decisions and that type of thing. So it's always a difficult, and when families come to that, it's always difficult. So we want to keep you in prayer for that. Anyone else have a prayer request this morning? Oh, Naomi, I'm sorry. I thought maybe you were just long stretch. Okay. Okay. Okay, so Naomi's asking for prayers for her mom, who's homeless right now and is being serviced by some of the agencies in Vermont. But so we want to keep that family in prayer, and it's always a difficult situation. So we want to keep family in prayer. And also, keep other families in prayer that, are facing that. We're helping some of the local families through Housing Families with the food donations today. We also work with Habitat for Humanity for permanent housing. But there are a lot of folks out there that are facing that, homelessness or lack of adequate housing. And we want to, especially we have a face and a name today, and we just want to lift up Genevieve today, but also others who are facing that. Anyone else have a prayer request? If not, then let's go to God, lifting up something that was mentioned here or something that's on your heart. Let's pray together. Today we make a joyful noise to you, O God. We come into your presence with singing. We worship you with gladness. We celebrate with joy as we give you praise. We thank you for your precious gifts of faith in Jesus Christ, love toward one another, and the spirit of wisdom. We praise you for the support and fellowship of brothers and sisters in the faith. May we never forget that we are your people, the sheep of your pasture, and that we need you, our good shepherd, and we need one another. Good and gracious God, your steadfast love endures forever, as well as your faithfulness to all generations. Continue to bring healing to the ill, comfort to the grieving, direction to the lost, serenity to the anxious, and justice to the oppressed. Make us into instruments of your peace, so that we may carry your love into the midst of hatred and faith into places of despair and doubt. Inspire us always to be your grateful people, so that in every time and place we may give thanks to you and bless your holy name. With the confidence that comes from being your children, we ask all of this in Christ's name. Amen. We have presented our Thanksgiving offerings today and our in-gathering gifts. We have an opportunity now to praise God through our regular morning offering as we present our tithes and our other offerings. At this time, the ushers will receive the morning offering. Let us pray. Thanks be to you, O God. We express that with our voices. We express that through these tithes and gifts. Lord, we ask that you would bless these gifts and bless us. as we express our gratitude to you, but also as we share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. We ask that we may have receptive hearts as we share that message. We ask this in his name. Amen. You may be seated, and Cindy Huddy will be reading the scripture today.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Thank you, Cindy. I had joked with her that I picked really short verses for her today, a really short scripture passage today. But let's pray together. Lord, as we have read and heard these words from the Apostle Paul, of instructions, and on the surface they sound wonderful and great, but when we try to really live them out and apply them, we realize how challenging they are. Lord, we pray this day that our hearts and our minds may be open to receive a message from you that will help us in our daily living. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. A very wise person once said, "It's not what you have in your pocket that makes you thankful, but what you have in your heart." Thankfulness could well be the finest sentiment of people, and also the rarest. Elsie Janis wrote the following poem entitled, "Thank God That I'm Me." When my luck seems all out and I'm down in the mouth, When I'm stuck in the north and I want to go south, when the world seems a blank and there's no one I love, and it seems even God's not in heaven above, I've a cure for my grouch, and it works like a shot. I just think of the things I am glad I am not. A bird in a cage, a fish in a bowl, a pig in a pen, a fox in a hole, a bear in a pit, a wolf in a trap, a fowl on a spit, a rug on a lap, a horse in a stable, a cow in a shed, a plate on a table, a sheet on a bed, the case on a pillow, a bell on a door, a branch on a willow, a mat on the floor. When I think of the hundreds of things I might be, I get on my knees and thank God that I'm me. Then my blues disappear when I think what I've got, and quite soon I've forgotten the things I have not. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. These are radical words from the Apostle Paul. Who can always be joyful? Who can pray constantly? And who can feel gratitude in every situation? The truth is, none of us is up to these challenges. We are joyful when we feel like it. We pray irregularly often, and we are grateful in many ways, but not all. You and I may desire to be more constant in prayer and gratitude, yet our failures are more constant than our successes. When we look at these biblical instructions, we might begin to ask ourselves, is Christian living unrealistic and elusive? Is more being asked of us than we can deliver? Matthew Henry, the late 17th and early 18th century biblical scholar, was once accosted by thieves and robbed of his wallet. He wrote the following words in his diary: "Let me be thankful first, because I was never robbed before. Second, although they took my wallet, they did not take my life. Third, because although they did take my wallet, it was not much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not someone else." Finding joy and gratitude in times of trouble is not always easy. Paul himself sought a solution to the tendency of not finding gratitude in every situation. His answer was that this was each of a demand of God, but yet with each demand of God, there were resources of God that were ready and available for us. The demand in this instance is to give thanks always and for everything. And the resources available is the grace of God, grace that inspires this very gratitude. The early church theologian Augustine articulated Paul's thinking by saying these words: God gives what God commands. God expects, but God likewise enables. If the requirement is great, equally great and wholly sufficient are the loving help and power of God. A seemingly impossible expectation like giving thanks in all circumstances turns out to be the entirely appropriate response. In Daniel Defoe's novel, Robinson Crusoe, when the character was wrecked on his lonely island, he drew up two columns of what he called the evil and the good. And I want to read that list to you. He was cast on a desolate island, but he was still alive, not drowned as his ship's company was. He was apart from human society, but he was not starving. He had no clothes, but he was in a hot climate where he did not need them. He was without means of defense, but he saw no wild beast such as he had seen on the coast of Africa. He had no one to whom to speak, but God had sent the ship near to the shore that he could get out of it all the things necessary for his basic wants. So he concluded that there was not any condition in the world so miserable, but that one could find something for which to be grateful. In a desperate situation, thankfulness was realized and expressed. Such radical behavior is decidedly relational. To experience true gratitude is to be vitally related to that which inspires it. When the Apostle Paul said, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father," he was talking the language of relationships. Expressing gratitude signifies bonds and ties and links with all that prompts such thankfulness. Gratitude is firmly rooted in a divine and human relationship. For we read in the Psalms, "My cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Because of our relationship with God, our lifestyle becomes one of grateful and humble appreciation. We can heed Paul's instruction when he said, "Let there be thanksgiving." We can sing with honest feeling, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," because our relationship with God prompts us toward joyful and prayerful thanksgiving. To say that gratitude is relational is to acknowledge blessings from beyond ourselves. Someone wisely has written the following: "When you say to me, 'Thank you,' remember I could not have done for you what I did had it not been for what hundreds of other people have done for me. Neither could they have done for me what they did had it not been for what thousands of other people had done for them." And so the thing goes on in infinite time and space. Therefore, when you say, "Thank you," you really mean to say, "Thank you, God." The relational nature of gratitude was understood by President Abraham Lincoln, who at a Thanksgiving time cautioned that we not forget. For as he said, "The gracious hand which has preserved us in peace and multiplied, enriched, and strengthened us." Lincoln worried that too many among us have, quote, "vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own," end quote. His sad appraisal was that we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to God who made it. The weight of these remarks calls us to self-examination and intensifies that relational meaning of gratitude. We not only are thankful for something, but are thankful to someone. And God is that someone, of course. God is the one to whom our thanksgivings are raised. All praise points to God's direction. Radical gratitude is like that, prompting us to be thankful to God, whatever the circumstances may be, whatever the directions from which we come. One of the ironies of our American celebration of Thanksgiving at this present time is that God is less and less the center of it. God has tended to be edged out. Our culture uses the word Thanksgiving and indeed lists many things for which it is grateful. But grateful to whom? No source is given, at least openly and publicly. How deep, then, can this attitude be? How lasting can it be? It is like fruits without roots. We need to change this. We need to recover this season as a time of identifying life and its gifts from God. The relational dimension of gratitude deserves renewed and prominent attention. We may be in the season to think of things, of these things, for today being the Sunday before the national holiday that's set aside to give thanks. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But beyond a day or even a season is the lifetime that is ours. Every day, for all the days of our lives, we need to give thanks in all circumstances. May we be inspired to do so as God's children. And as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving, I leave with you this poem by Helen Steiner Rice entitled, "Fill Your Heart with Thanksgiving." Take nothing for granted, for whenever you do, the joy of enjoying is lessened for you. For we rob our own lives much more than we know when we fail to respond or in any way show our thanks for the blessings that daily are ours. The warmth of the sun, the fragrance of flowers, the beauty of twilight, the freshness of dawn, the coolness of dew on a green velvet lawn, the kind little deeds so thoughtfully done, the favors of friends, and the love of someone. Unselfishly give us a myriad of ways, expecting no payment and no words of praise. Oh, great is our loss when we no longer find a thankful response to things of this kind. For the joy of enjoying in the fullness of living are found in the heart that is filled with thanksgiving. May our hearts be filled with thanksgiving today, this week especially, but all of every day of our lives. And may it not just be thanksgiving to express thanks to just out in the air, but to focus our gratitude to God, especially for all of our blessings, but also to one another as we are blessed by our presence. Let's pray together. Gracious God, you have given us all things. You have given us minds for thinking, hearts for feeling, and a soul for connecting with you. We are thankful for the blessing of material things, as well as for family and friends. We are more thankful for the gift of life, which, in your grace, you have given us so that we may be in relationship with you. May we not sacrifice our souls to what is plentiful on this earth, but to your call for our ministry together. Thanks be to you, O Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Go forth with thankful hearts. Go with God's renewing and strengthening spirit. May that spirit fill us full of praise and joyous affirmations of life. Amen.